I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. It is tip of the iceberg Thursday, horny. And please don't you slip down. Don't you slip down if you're standing on the tip of the iceberg, honey. Don't you slide and slip down, horny. Broadcasting live from the winter city, my darlings. Honey, we got a little snow around here. Yes, we do. We got a little snow up in the winter city, but that ain't no surprise. That ain't no surprise. It is Thursday, February 16, 2023, 4:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors and stocks. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, my darling, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Shakalaka, Shakalaka, boom, 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 yeah, gum. He the hardest working retired man I ever did see. He is pushing Gumba Rum all over Boston. Yes, he is all over Boston and Florida. And we trying to get it up here in Illinois. You know what I mean. So anybody know a distributor? That's all we need is a distributor. Listen. I got some hard, swapping, delicious music for you all today. Independent artist David Pulley. David Pulley is going to be putting it down on today. He's going to tell you how to bow to him. Right? So listen, we're going to get on down into it. Before I get into the music, I want you guys to visit on Facebook. Use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, Intel. Work with me. Come on. Come on. All over. Come on. Work. Come on. All over. Come on. All over. All over, baby. All over. Your music is being heard all over the world, nationwide, my darlings. Listen, I got some super hot, bad music on today. Yes, I do. Independent artist David Pulley. First up is Bow to You. Let me tell you something. He is hot. He has it going on. He has a ministry in music. I want you to know that he's been committed to studying and enhancing his gift. He's traveled all across the country, gaining knowledge from workshops, seminars offered by Ron Wyans, also Michael Brooks, John P. Key, and the Gospel Music Workshop of America. So listen, he's just not out here just trying to wing it in music. He knows what he is doing, right? He's taking workshops and seminars to what? Enhance and better his craft and his gifting in music. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to work at it. You know, you can be born with a gift, but that doesn't mean that you don't work at it. So look, God gives us, everyone has a talent. Everyone has a gift. Everyone is born with a talent. Everyone is born with a gift. And it's up to you to cultivate that gifting. First of all, you got to find what that gift is. Sometimes when you're a child, you already know what that gift is. And believe me, children know. Children know what they like and what they don't like. I remember when I was a kid, and I was set to the table. I was about 11, 12 years old, set to the table with my little piece of paper and my little pen, you know. And I wrote down three different things that I wanted to do in life. That was be a teacher, be a model, and be a beautician. Guess what? I did all three. So listen, I've accomplished each one of those things I have taught. Now I've been a model, not worldwide in the model. Still, you know, I've did some things in modeling, but just a little bit here and there. And beautician, went to school, got my license. So listen, I checked all those things off my list, so I'm doing another list, right? So you got to keep growing, keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. You don't just put your gift in the ground, just let it sit there. No, you got to let it shine. So the reason that I'm saying that is independent artist David Pulley is studying to make his gift and his craft better. And listen, y'all got to hear this up in here. This song is called Bow to You. It is excellent, and it is phenomenal. And I got another song for you by David Pulley, but this one is Bow to You.
Lord, we come before your throne, praying for the nation. Ooh, we know you're God and God alone, hope of our salvation. We know you can do what you do, yeah, when you please to. We know you come through when we need, just when we need, you're suffering. We bow to you.
All right. That is bow to you. Now, listen, those who are believers, those who are new believers, you know, true believers in Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. We understand bowing to the King. You got to bow to him. You know, every day we need to bow to him. Every day that we get up, every day we wake up and we open up our eyes, we need to bow to the King and acknowledge him, because it is because of him that we have opened our eyes and awakened. You know what I'm saying? So we did not wake up ourselves. It is the King that woke us up. And so if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, every day we need to be bowing to him. Listen, you know, I have made it my business to have a posture every day, a certain position and a certain posture that I take every single day. It's not always easy to take that posture, and that posture is prayer, meditation, and praise. I make it my business to stay in that position and posture every single day. If I'm not praising, I'm meditating, or I'm thanking him. So listen, meditation, praise, you know, you got to take a posture. That's just my way of life. That's the way I choose to live my life, to stay in a certain position, stay in a certain posture. It's not always easy because, you know, something's going to come. You know, the enemy's going to come to try to throw you off your position. And my position is to stay in a position of meditation and praise. That's what you got to do. And bow to him. We got to bow to him, because guess what? When you stay in a certain position and you're praising God and you're thanking him and you're meditating on him, guess what? It opens up the door. It's opening up the door for more blessing. And guess what? When you stay in that position, you're ready. You're ready when Satan comes. You know he's going to come. He might sneak around the back. He might sneak up on the side of you. Sometimes he might be trying to be bold enough to sneak up in your face. You're ready, and you ain't going to listen to him. As Joyce Meyer says, you don't even listen to the lies. And Pastor Jerry Savelle was listening to him the other night. Don't even listen. Don't listen, because guess what? Everything that he says is not true. So you don't listen to that, because it ain't the truth. The truth is in the gospel of the word of Jesus Christ. That's where the truth is, right? So listen, let me tell you something. I got some more music up from independent artist David Pulley. I remember you. And so I'm going to play it right now. This particular song, listen, let me tell you, after 40 years of service as a church musician, David decided to present and release his inaugural single, I Remember You. He released it back in 2022 with over 100 songs in his arsenal. That's a lot of music. 100 songs, baby. Listen, he wanted his first release to hold a special sentiment. David released I Remember You as a tribute to his mother, who passed away in 2012. The single was featured by BJ McKenzie. David also presents another single, Bow to You, which he wrote as a prayer for God to rescue us in these perilous times. Oh, glory to God. We got to do that. You hear me? We got to be praying. Because, listen, we're living in a time where stuff is shifting. Listen, if you don't understand the shift, oh, God, Jesus, if you don't understand what a shift is, honey, get in the Word of God. And there's a lot of examples of when people have to shift. Listen, what was it, Paul and Silas that prayed at midnight when they was in prison? Listen, they had to take a shift position. They had to pray. You know, they prayed at midnight. And guess what? Things happen at midnight. A lot of things happen at midnight. Good things happen at midnight, and sometimes bad things happen at midnight. But guess what? When you take a position of prayer, right, like Paul and Silas did, and the door swung open, they was able to go out freely, you know what? Not only do you take position of prayer at midnight, miracles happen at midnight. Miracles happen at midnight. And I can't help but to reflect on the days where we had all night prayer. I don't know what happened to that. And the times we're living in, we need to be having a 24-hour prayer. Listen, let me tell you this. I'm going to get to this song, I Remember You. I thank God that I came along the way of having all night prayer, because it does something to your life. It saturates your life. You can't forget all night prayer, sessions of all night prayer. It was a way of life. That's what we did. And you have that on the inside of you, and you be filled with the Spirit. I'm telling you something. When you are rooted in all night prayer, you can't help but be filled with the Holy Spirit every single day, because that it doesn't leave you. So listen, I'm going to get on to I Remember You. This song is I Remember You by independent artist David Pulley. Take a listen to I Remember You.
Whoa.
Now, that is I remember you. That is B.J. McKenzie. She reminds me of the Whinings. She really does. Her singing reminds me of the Whinings. And that is David Poe. We're going to have some more music from him later on today. Listen, y'all know I always got an opinion. I always got something to say about everything. You know, when you have a strong voice, that's just the way it is. When you have a strong voice, you got something to say about everything. Listen, y'all know I always got my two cents to say about whatever is in the news. Well, listen, this just came. I just happened to see this up in here. This happened here in the Windy City about 4 hours ago. There was a crowd protest against a tampon machine in a southern suburban school's boys' bathroom. Now, I'm just like, well, why in the world do they think a boys' bathroom need to have a tampon machine? Did boys start having menstrual cycles? I'm trying to figure out, well, what is the reason for this? Why do you even think it needs to be in there? So they decided they protested. So let me just go down here. Milbourne District 24 community members on Monday criticized the school board. And they had a meeting on Monday, but the story released 4 hours ago. So you understand what's going on. So they deemed hateful and anti-trans rhetoric surrounding the availability of menstrual hygiene products inside their school boys' bathroom. I hope I'm understanding this correctly. So they, even if you are a transgender, you ain't having no cycle. You know, are they doing it? I don't know. Now, listen, I don't understand the protocol. I don't understand when it comes to having a sex change operation. Are they having a sex change operation and they are triggering that when they're transgender, when they're going from, well, even still, it's the boys' bathroom, so I'm just trying to figure out, well, what the Sam Hill? Are they having cycle? I'm trying to figure this out. So listen. I don't understand the physiology. That's why it takes years. They don't have, and now listen, I'm not trying to have a class in sex change operation, but this is what they do. They don't give a person a sex change. You got to go through a lot of therapy when you decide you want to change over from a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy. You have to have a lot of counseling. They don't just up and do that, right? Unless you're an adult. But if you're younger, you got to have a lot of therapy and things go. But the point is this. Why are they having a tampon machine in a boy's bathroom? I don't know, unless the boy, I just can't figure out any type of physical reason why they would need to have that. Even if he's got some kind of drippy problem going on downstairs, he's not going to use a tampon. You know, come on, come on. So I'm just like trying to get this scale up in here. So listen, Illinois Governor Pritzker signed House Bill 156 into legislation on August 13, 2021, making feminine hygiene products available and free for boys and girls bathrooms. Listen, y'all, grades 4 through 12. You know, my mind can't even, I still can't even wrap my mind around this. Why would he sign a bill? Now, listen, why is it necessary for the bill in legislation that you got to have to, when you're having a bill that goes into legislation, when you sign a bill, it's got to have all these points of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it goes down the list, what you can have and what it's not going to have. But listen, why is the boys included in having feminine hygiene products? I'm not getting this, Pritzker. What are you thinking here, Governor? What are you thinking? So listen, when they're passing a bill, you know, you have the do's and the don'ts. There's, you know, when a bill gets signed into legislation and then it goes into law, whatever. This happened August 13, 2021. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the House bill, Bill Number 156. I'm not getting this at all. Why is the boys included? They could have had the bill excluding the boys. You know what I'm saying? So why is it necessary to be inclusive? You know, I guess they didn't want to be exclusive of the boys. I guess if they excluded the boys, then there would have been another problem. So listen, that's why in government, you got to think of everybody. You got to think of if you include everybody, then you won't have to deal with the exclusion, because that's a whole nother battle. That's a whole nother fight when you exclude a group of people. So y'all, you know, I don't know. So recent conversations that they had on YouTube at a recent board meeting have greatly concerns about talks of an attempt to restrict all students' access to school facilities. Oh, this is just crazy nuts here. So anyway, that's just my opinion. I'm not even understanding why a boy would need feminine products. I understand transgenders, but if you're a transgender, there's a whole thing. If you are a boy, if you are a born boy and you're going through a transgender, you're dressing as a girl, but you still got to go in the boy's bathroom. But a boy that is a transgender is still not going to need a feminine hygiene product. Where is he going to put it? He's not having a cycle. So come on here now. Yeah, you know, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I got to get on up out of here. Maybe David Pulley can explain it to me. Maybe he can explain it to me. But listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. Independent artist David Pulley, great music. I Remember You, that was a song of dedication to his mom who brought him up in the way. Now, just listen, I'm going to close this. I ain't going to leave that thought on your mind about transgender. Listen, if you are in the way, see, his mother brought him up in the way. The way is the way of learning about the Bible and Jesus Christ. That is the way. You know what I'm saying? That is the only way you're going to make it to glory. That is the only way. Jesus Christ is the only way that you're going to make it. Listen, look, I ain't going to say what I'm wanting to say, but listen, it's the only way you're going to get in. I'm going to say this again. You got to help yourself and save yourself through Jesus Christ so you can save yourself from what? The pit. And we don't talk about hell, but listen, if you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will open up your eyes in hell. Hell is real because it's in the Bible. Now, listen, I don't understand people that's trying to extract and take out hell, but it is real because it's in the Bible, right? Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone-cold blast, and I get to do it all over again a little bit later on today. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and peace.